I'm wondering if you have this response slip with you.
有谁还没有的？
You see, raise your hand if you do not yet have that.
好，有可能不够，没有的话也没有关系，我们就跟着一起听就好了。
We may not have enough to go around, but you could probably maybe share, but at least we could still listen.
没有关系，没有也不要紧，我们可以 一起跟着听就好了。
It's not a very big deal if you do not have the slip. We can all still listen together.
今天是耶稣的受难日。
Well, today is the day of the Passion of Jesus.
我们在这里聚集是为了纪念耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的救赎所付上的代价。
We do gather today to remember the cost that Christ has given us or has paid on our behalf on the cross.
世人都犯了罪。
That all have sinned, all men have sinned.
神是公义的。
And God is righteous.
本来我们是应该要为自己的罪付上这个惩罚，我们才能够回到神的身边。
Initially, we are supposed to pay the debt of this sin before we could come back before God.
但是神又是绝对的慈爱。
But God is absolutely loving.
他不忍心把这个我们承受不起的这样的一个惩罚加在我们的身上。
He's unwilling to place upon us this burden that we are unable to bear.
所以他让他自己的独生爱子耶稣基督死在十字架上，替我们承担了这样的一个惩罚。
So instead, he allows and permitted his only begotten Son to be on our behalf pay the price for such a punishment.
因为他的这样一个，他接受了这样一个惩罚，我们的罪可以得到赦免，在神的眼里，他可以看我们为无罪。
And because he has received such a punishment, our sins can be forgiven, and we before God can be regarded as sinless.
这样的一个救恩的代价，这样的一个救恩的这样的一个救赎，对我们来说是白白得到的，我们不需要付上任何的代价。
Such a salvation for us is freely received. We do not have to incur any cost on our part.
但这是因为神已经付上了那个极大的代价。
But this is because God Himself has paid that hefty price.
所以今天我们通过纪念耶稣的受难。
And so today, in remembering the Passion of Christ,
让我们一同来思考神的这个救恩是如此的浩大。
Let us come and consider just how great, how tremendous the love of God is.
也让我们一起来到神的面前有一个反思的时间。
And that we also have this time of reflection before God.
让我们一同来思考，我们怎么样才能够回应神为我们付上的这么大的一个代价。
That how do we rightly respond to this hefty price that God has paid?
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐下耶稣基督。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you've given us Jesus Christ.
他在十字架上为我们所付上的如此浩大的这样的一个恩典。
That on the cross he has given us such a tremendous grace.
我们祈求你通过这样的一个纪念。
That may it be through our remembrance.
让这样的一个救恩更加深刻的能够印在我们的心中。
That such a salvation will be more deeply impressed upon our hearts.
也让我们能够做出思考，做出回应。
That will give it thoughts and give it a response.
让我们的生命能够活出基督的样式。
That our lives will be a living testimony of the Christ-likeness.
以达到你对我们生命的期盼。
That the life that we live will be the life as you expected.
使我们能够更像基督。
That will be more like Christ.
做这些奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
It is by the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我本来是想要给大家放一段视频的。
I was initially going to show you a short clip.
这是从一部电影叫《基督受难》的这部电影里面剪辑出来的。
And this clip is taken from this movie titled The Passion of Christ.
但是我自己在反复看了很多次以后
，But after watching the particular clip several times,
我发现其中的画面实在是太血腥了。
I recognize that some of the scenes are truly very bloody.
所以我担心有些弟兄姊妹可能会承受不住。
And I was very concerned that in some of our brothers and sisters may not be able to handle it very well.
所以我还是决定就不放这段视频，由我来跟大家描述一下就好了。
So I decided not to show you the video and simply to describe to you what it is.
但我所描述的实在是达不到那个视频那个效果的千分之一。
I would say that I could barely describe just the intensity that is.Shown through the video.
而我们在那个视频上所看到那个血腥的场面，正是耶稣基督他受难的那天所经历到的一切的磨难。
And yet, from the very bloody scenes that we would have seen in the video, it is truly the torture that Christ went through.
所以在这段视频里面，我们首先看到耶稣被人出卖。
So we would first see that Christ is betrayed.
刚才我们读到在耶稣在克西马尼园祷告，犹大就是带着人来到克西马尼园来捉拿耶稣。
So earlier we've read that in Gethsemane, Judas had betrayed Jesus and he brought a group of people to come and capture Jesus.
然后我们看到耶稣基督受到严酷的这样的审讯。
And then we see that Jesus underwent an excruciating examination.
罗马巡抚比拉多下令用鞭子来抽打耶稣。
And Pilate gave the orders that Jesus is to be whipped.
那个鞭子上都是带着倒钩的。
And you see that there are all these hooks on the whip.
一打下去，嵌入到你的肉里面，往后一扯，就撕下一块肉。
Once the whip latches itself onto your skin, the hooks would hook onto your skin.And as the whip is removed from your skin, so goes parts of your flesh.
因此耶稣被打得血肉模糊不成人形。
And so you see that Jesus in the end is not recognizable as a human person.
之后在一些群众高喊着说钉他十字架钉他十字架这样的一个背景之下比拉多判处耶稣死刑判他被钉十字架。
And then we will be brought into the scene where the crowd will scream,Crucify him, crucify him. And Pilate would give the order to crucify Christ.
在耶路撒冷的老城区有一条老街叫做维亚多勒罗沙。
In the old town portion of Jerusalem, there is this road called Via Dolorosa.
通常的翻译就是受难苦路。
It is usually translated the road of suffering.
这是耶稣背着十字架从比拉多所居住的地方走向格格他那个刑场的这样的一条道路。
And Jesus would walk on this road of suffering, bearing the cross towards Golgotha.
在这条路上，耶稣被人拳打脚踢。
As he walked along this path, he would be kicked, he would be punched.
所以他是跌跌撞撞的往前走。
And so Jesus, as he walks, he was stumbling.
到了这个刑场，那些罗马士兵把他的衣服给撕下来。
And when they have arrived at the place of execution, the Roman soldiers tore off his cloak.
然后他们研究分他的衣服。
And they divided it among themselves after drawing lots.
然后他们用重重的铁钉，重重的把他的双手。和双脚牢牢地钉在十字架上。
With massive nails, they securely crucified him onto the cross, in both the arms as well as the legs.
然后和两位其他一并钉十字架的犯人一起竖起来羞辱示众。
And together with two other criminals, they were raised up from the ground, truly crucified, truly shamed.
被钉在这个十字架上。
To be crucified.To be nailed on the cross.
耶稣总共说了七句话。
Jesus had seven last words.
圣经里面所记载的，耶稣说了七句话。
In the Bible, it is recorded that Jesus said seven last words.
被称作十架七言。
It's called the seven last words of the cross.
所以今天我们就按照这七句话的大概的次序，我们一起来思考这些话对我们的意义。
And so this night we're going to meditate upon these last words from Christ on the cross in relatively the same sequence as they happened.
以及我们可以做出相应的回应。
So that we can have a proper response.
所以在这个回应的单章上面有两面，一面是中文，一面是英文，两面是一样的，你可以选用中文，也可以选用英文。
And so on the response slip, you see that there are, it's two-sided, and on one side it's printed in English, on the other is in Chinese. You could choose whichever language to respond to.
上面记载了耶稣所说的七句话。
On it, we see that it's printed the seven last words of Jesus.
但是每句话里面都有一两个空白。
In every statement, there are some blanks.
所以希望大家能够一边听，一边能够填写上去。
So that hopefully, as we listen to these words, we'll also fill in the blanks.
这样可以帮助我们加深记忆。
This would help concretize our memory.
同时呢，每一句话下面都有一个反思的问题。
And at the same time, there is this response question that is listed.
如果你受到激励，你愿意做出一个正面的回应，你可以在那个问题后面那个格子上打个勾。
If in your heart you're moved and you want to have a positive response to this particular response question, then in the box next to it you could put in a check mark.
这是你自己对神的一个回应。
This is your personal response to God.
你不需要向任何人出示你的答案。
You do not have to show your answer to anyone.
求神感动我们的心，愿意为他而活。
May the Lord move our hearts so that we will be willing to live for Him.
好，现在我们来看耶稣所说的第一句话。
So let's see the first of the seven last words that Jesus said.
他在十字架上所说的第一句话。
The first words that Jesus said on the cross.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
He said, "Father.Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
这是记载在路加福音二十三章三十二到三十四节。
This is recorded in Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 34.
我先用中文读一遍。
I will first read it in Mandarin.
又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死，到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服。
Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know."What they're doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
刚刚听完耶稣被折磨的这样的一个画面。
After hearing the description of how Jesus was tortured,
然后我们听到耶稣所说的这句话。
And we hear Jesus saying these words.
大家的感想如何？
What goes through your mind?
当别人对我们出言不逊，甚至是做出伤害的行为的时候，
When someone is rude or even violent towards us,
我们的反应是什么呢？
What is our general response?
我们恨不得反戈一击，以其人之道还治其人之身，不是吗？
Oh, how we wish that we could return them in all seriousness and giving them that one is really an eye for an eye.
耶稣面对这些出卖他、审讯他、鞭打他、羞辱他，甚至要置他于死命的这些人，
Jesus facing up to these people who judged him, executed him, shamed him, questioned him, and even these who wanted his death.
相信只要他振臂一挥，就能够差来天军天将，把这些人消灭得无影无踪。
Surely, just by the raising of his arm, he's able to.Command the heavenly troops to vanquish all these people.
但是他没有这样做，反而是向神求说要赦免他们。
But yet he did not do this. Instead, he called out to God to say, "Father, forgive them."
从中我们可以看到耶稣基督怎么样的一个心肠呢？
from there, what kind of a heart can we see that that's the heart of Jesus?
他爱我们，就爱我们到底。
That he loves us and he loves us till the end.
神要赦免我们的心情是何等的彻底，何等的完全。
That the will of God to forgive us is so complete.
一个真心爱主的人，也当效法基督去原谅他人。
Someone who is truly in love with Christ will also, in the likeness of Christ, seek to forgive others.
当圣经里面记载另外一个人物叫斯提凡，当斯提凡因为宣扬基督而被别人用石头打他，他快要断气的时候，他说了一句话。
There's a disciple who is recorded in the Bible. His name is Stephen or Stephen, and as he proclaimed the gospel and as he was being stoned to death, this was what he said.
他在断气之前，他向神呼求说：“他说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。”
Before his last breath, he cried out, "Oh Lord, do not hold their sins against them."
斯提凡因为爱基督，愿意效法基督，所以在他的生命里面孕育了基督的品格。
Because Stephen loves the Lord. And so he will live out the life, the character of Christ.
我们当怎么样回应神的爱呢？
How will we respond to the love of God?
神已经把我们所有的罪都给赦免了。
God has forgiven us all of our sins.
难道我们还应该去跟别人去斤斤计较吗？
Are we still to be so calculative with one another?
饶恕是基督信仰的核心操练。
Forgiveness is this core discipline within a Christian life.
耶稣基督已经在十字架上给我们做出了一个完美的示范。
On the cross, Christ has given us a perfect demonstration.
如果我们现在还对任何的人心怀怨恨，还是愤愤不平的话，
If in our hearts we still hold our grudges against someone else,
或许每个人心目当中都有一个他或者是他们，我们是还愤愤不平的。
Maybe in our hearts there's still this someone or some people that we feel very unfairly treated by.
我们就在此时此刻，
At this very moment,
不妨我们就做一个思考，为了基督的缘故。
Why not give this a further thought, for the sake of Christ?
我们愿意效法基督的赦免，去原谅那些得罪我们的人吗？
That we're to imitate the forgiveness given by Christ and wishing upon forgiveness on others.
我们愿意做出一个饶恕的决定吗？
That we will make a decision to forgive.
我们不妨花几秒钟的时间来思考一下这样的一个问题。
Let us give ourselves some time to think about this particular question.
在我们的脑海里面，是不是有那么一个或者是一群这样的人，我们是觉得是不可饶恕的？
Is there someone or some people in our minds that we have categorized as unforgivable?
为了基督的缘故，我们做出一个饶恕的决定。
For Christ, for the sake of Christ, will we make a decision to forgive?
这样的一个决定可以让我们在灵里面得到释放。
Such a decision would in fact release us in our spirit.
也会让我们的生命能够造就出基督的品格。
That in our lives there will be this cultivation of the character of Christ.
我们可以花一两秒、几秒钟的时间，我们来思考一下这个问题。
Let's spend a few seconds to consider this particular response.
好，现在让我们来看耶稣基督在十字架上所说的第二句话。
Let us now look at the second of the seven words that Jesus said.
这句话说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
This was the statement that he said. Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
这记载在路加福音23:39-43。
This is recorded in Luke chapter 23, verses 39 to 43.
同样的，我先读中文。
Again, I will first read it in Chinese.
那同定的两个犯人有一个讥笑他，说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”那一个就应声责备他，说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的。 因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说：耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说：我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said. Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him,Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
自己被钉在十字架上，正在承受人所能承受的极限的痛苦。
He himself, Christ himself, is nailed on the cross and trying to bear the optimum kind of torture that a human is able to bear.
但是耶稣还是关切失丧的灵魂。
Yes, at the same time, Jesus.Still concerns himself with the souls that are still lost.
当有人愿意寻求神的时候，他马上就应允在天国为他预备了一席之地。
When someone who is willing to seek God, immediately Jesus will grant that place in paradise for the person.
所以我们可以看到神对人的赦免是何等的急切。
We can see that how earnest and how urgent is this forgiveness that God seeks to give to mankind.
这正如圣经上所说的，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就此向我们显明了。
It is as recorded in scripture, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
耶稣照着那个罪人的那个犯人的本相接纳了他。
Jesus received the criminal just as he is.
他没有叫这个犯人从十字架上下去去积一些功德再来囚禁天国的门。
He did not say, "All right, you need to get down from the cross, go accumulate for yourself some sort of a merit, then come back and you will get your place in paradise."
神赐给我们的救恩完全是出于他的恩典。
The salvation that God has given us is fully, purely out of His grace.
在神的眼里，我们所犯的罪是可憎的。
In His eyes, the sins that we've committed is an abomination.
与那个十字架上的那个犯人所犯的罪没有什么特别大的区别。
It is no different from the crimes committed by the criminals who were also crucified.
但神通过耶稣基督的死，把这一切的罪都一笔勾销了。
But through the death of Christ, He has cancelled.All the accounting of such sins.
这不是我们自己的功劳，乃是神的爱使然。
Such is not our work, our merit, our efforts, but the grace and love of God.
或许我们觉得自己还做得不够好。
Maybe sometimes we think that we've not done well enough.
我们觉得我们需要做更多的善事，才能够赚取神的救恩。
We think that we need to do more good work so that we could earn the salvation from God.
或许我们觉得这一切来得太简单，我们对神的计划心存怀疑。
So maybe we think that this salvation has come too easily, and so in our hearts we're skeptical of this plan of God.
不妨我们现在就来到神的面前。
Why not come before God right now?
我们求神赐给我们信心。
That we'll ask Him to give us faith and confidence.
我们一起来思考：我愿意相信耶稣的应许，不再怀疑自己的救恩吗
？To So that we will believe in the promise of Christ, so that we will not doubt our salvation.
我们得到这个应许是，我们得到这个救恩是耶稣的应许，不是我们的功劳。
That when we receive this salvation, it is by the promise of Christ, it is not by our own efforts.
我们对这个问题的确信。
That we will be clear on this particular issue.
可以帮助我们在信仰生活当中能够活得更有力量。
And such clarity will help us to live a spiritual life that is of greater strength.
我愿意相信耶稣的应许，不再怀疑自己的救恩。
That I am willing to believe in the promise of Christ so that I will no longer doubt or be skeptical towards my salvation.
像我们来看耶稣所说的第三句话。
And so his third statement.
这句话前半段是对他母亲说的，他说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
The first half of this statement was told to his mother. He said, "Woman, here is your son."
后面半段呢是对门徒约翰说的。
Second half of the statement was said to Apostle John.
他说：“看你的母亲。”
He said, "Here is your mother."
这是记载在约翰福音十九章二十六到二十七节，耶稣。
This was recorded in John chapter 19, verses 26 to 27.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”
When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother."
在本来要给大家播放的那段视频里面，
In the video that I was initially going to show you,
除了看到那些急于置耶稣于死地的那些人以外，
Besides those who were eagerly wanting the death of Christ,
还看到一些满脸忧愁充满悲伤的人，
We also see a group that is full of despair.
还有一位妇女伤痛欲绝地抱着耶稣的遗体。
And there was this woman who was in deep anguish carrying the body of Christ.
相信她就是耶稣的母亲。
We believe that in that depiction, it is the mother of Christ.
白头人送黑头人本身就是一个非常不幸的遭遇。
When the ones who are... Okay, when the elderly...says goodbye to the young ones. It is usually and for good. It is usually a very sad situation.
Very good. 但是玛利亚亲眼的看到自己的儿子惨受如此的摧残，以如此羞辱的方式被处死。
But Mary witnessed for herself such torture and such destruction of Christ for herself.
对于一个母亲来说，心中是何等的煎熬。
And for a mother, that is torture.
耶稣明白玛利亚的心情。
Jesus knows, what Mary was going through at that time.
所以在玛利亚最需要安慰的时候，耶稣给她做出了最后的安排。
It's at a point where Mary really needs that comfort, Jesus made an arrangement for her.
他没有说忙于自己在忙于执行神的使命而忘却了人的需要。
It is not that Jesus was busy fulfilling the will of God and he totally forgot the needs of people.
我们在生活里面是不是也有许多的痛苦愁烦呢？
In our lives, we also experience a lot of worries, anxieties, sorrows.
我们是不是也觉得前面的道路充满了各种各样的挑战呢？
Do we also sense that there are numerous obstacles that's coming in life?
我们的这些挣扎，耶稣知道吗？
Does Jesus know all of our struggles?
他在乎吗？
Does he even care?
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
他全然知道。
He knows it perfectly.
他既然愿意为了我们舍弃自己的生命，他又怎么会不在乎我们每天的生活呢？
For our sake, he is willing to forsake even his own life. How will he not also care for the details of our lives?
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Jesus said, Come to me all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
只要我们愿意相信这一宝贵的应许，
As long as we are willing to believe in such a precious promise,
我们愿意时常依靠神，
That we are willing to consistently rely on God,
我们不安的心就必得安慰，
That our unsettled heart will in fact receive comfort.
耶稣比我们自己更清楚地知道我们自己的需要。
Jesus knows our needs better than we know it ourselves.
但关键是在于我们要来到主的面前，我们愿意把这个重担交给耶稣。
But the critical point is that we need to also come before Christ and to lay down such a burden.
这样我们才能够经历到来自神的平安。
Such that we are able to experience the peace that will come from God.
如果我们现在心情烦躁，心存焦虑。
If we are anxious right now, if we are highly irritable.
我们觉得前面有许多很大很难的挑战。
Maybe we think that before us lies all these tremendous challenges and obstacles.
我们一同来思考。
Let us come and think about this.
我愿意信靠天父的供应，除去心中的忧虑吗？
That are we willing to trust in the provision of God, and so that our anxieties can be allayed?
我们愿意把这个重担交给耶稣吗？
Are we willing to commit our burdens over to Jesus Christ?
我们愿意相信他可以使我们得安息吗？
Do we believe that He will give us the rest?
这样的一个决定定然会让你的生命，让你的生活更加轻省快乐，更加轻省喜乐。
Such a decision will surely allow your life as well as your living to receive so much more joy.
下我们来看第四句话。
Let us now look at the fourth statement.
这句话是：我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
The statement says, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这是记载在马太福音27:46。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 27, verse 26.
约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼。就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在这个世上，有什么样的事情使我们，会让我们甘愿与自己的孩子分离呢？
What are some of the things that would happen in life that might cause us to want to separate ourselves from our children?
绝对没有。
Absolutely nothing.
被挂在十字架上的耶稣，他担负着普天下人所有的罪在他身上。
The crucified Christ bore on his shoulders all the sins of the world.
神是绝对圣洁的，所以他不能与罪同在。
God is absolutely holy, and he is not able to dwell in the presence of sin.
所以这个时候，面对满身罪污的耶稣，父神也不得不转眼不看他。
And seeing Jesus who is now sin, God has to turn his eyes away.
要承受刚才所描述的这些肉体上的折磨，对耶稣来讲已经是极其难以忍受了。
To be able to bear through all the physical pains as we've described earlier, it is already very challenging.
但这个时候却要他承受这个与父神隔绝的这样的一个痛苦，对他来说应该是更加难以接受，让他备受感受到悲凉的。
But now what is more isolating, more difficult to accept is this separation from his father.
但是耶稣甘愿承受这样的痛苦来顺服神的旨意。
But Jesus in his willingnessto obey the will of God, he took on this pain.
正是因为他与父神的这样的一个隔离，使得我们这些本来是远离神的人，本来与神隔绝的人，能够回到神的身边。
It is because he was separated from God, such that we who are far away from God, we were separated from God, we can now return and be reconciled to God.
让我们可以重新经历神本来要赐给人的那些祝福。
That we can now re-experience the blessings that God had initially decreed to bestow upon humanity.
圣经上说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
In scripture it is said, He himself bore our sins in his body on a tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed.
我们的救赎是神用重价买来的。
Our salvation was purchased with a hefty price.
难道我们不应该时常心存感恩而赞美神吗？
Is it too much to ask for then that we should live with gratitude in our hearts?
如果我们把基督的信仰当作平常，或者是在信仰生活当中碌碌无为，
If in our spiritual life we see that our faith in Christ is just, you know, common day matter, or that it really doesn't mean much.
如果我们把这个信仰当作是可有可无的，
If we see that our faith in Christ is something that we could have, or even something that we could do without,
这是对神的救恩的一个藐视。
Such is a disdain for the salvation from God.
我们不妨在此刻就向神悔改。
May it be that if we are guilty of such, we will come before God and repent.
求神驱除我们心中的不冷不热。
That God would evict this lukewarmness in us.
让我们一同来思考。
That let us think.
我愿意感激基督的牺牲，对信仰更加火热吗？
Am I willing to respond to the sacrifice by Christ to fire up my spiritual life?
我愿意感激耶稣基督所做出如此大的牺牲，而对我自己的信仰生活能够更加火热起来吗？
To the sacrifice made by Christ, do I bring my gratitude towards such a sacrifice, and that my spiritual life will be fired up?
这样的一个决定可以让我们从真心的归向神。
Such a decision will bring us to truly come back to God.
让我们的属灵生活能够结出那丰硕的果实。
That in our spiritual life we will bear such a harvest, such fruit, of true spiritual life.
我们来看耶稣所说的第五句话。
Let us see fifth of the words that Jesus said.
耶稣说：“我渴了。”
Jesus said, "I am thirsty."
这记载在约翰福音19:28-29.
This is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 28-29.
这是以后耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海蓉沾满了醋绑在牛膝草上送到他口。
Later, knowing that everything had now been finished and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." And there was a vessel that was filled with vinegar placed by the cross, and so it was given to him.
有人说耶稣只是一个幻影。
There are some who say that Jesus is just a vision.
他是一个灵，所以他没有具体的肉身。
And he's just spirit, he doesn't actually have a physical body.
所以他们说耶稣刚才我们所讲到的这些所遭受的这些磨难其实都不是真的。
So all these things, all these tortures that Jesus went through, many are saying that that's not true.
从耶稣所说的这句话，我渴了。
From what Jesus said here, I am thirsty.
我们就看到耶稣是具体的、真实的一个肉身的存在。
We can see that he has an actual concrete physical existence.
他也会饿，也会渴的。
That he would be hungry, that he would be thirsty.
这说明耶稣是100%的神，也是100%的人。
That it tells us that he is fully God and at the same time fully man.
所以他所流出来的宝血才能够为我们赎罪。
Such that the blood that he was shed would cleanse us of our sins.
如果耶稣今天来到你的面前说我渴了，你会怎么做呢？
What would you do if Christ was to come before you today and say, "I am thirsty"?
你会怎么做？
What would you do?
我们会不会急于去给他倒一杯水，让他解渴呢？
Will we dash off to try to get a glass of water so that it could quench his thirst?
这是一个侍奉神的机会，对不对？
Such is an opportunity to serve God, isn't that right?
相信我们都会这样去做。
I believe that that's what we will do.
可惜的是
，But something.But pity.
我们都没有这个机会。
We do not actually have such an opportunity.
耶稣在圣经里面的另外一处也说到他渴了。
there's another passage in Scripture that says, I am thirsty.
在教导门徒有关最后的大审判的时候
，In teaching the disciples about the final judgment，
耶稣说到那些见到他饿了就给他吃，渴了就给他喝的人。
Jesus said of those who gave him food to eat when he was hungry and gave him water to drink when he was thirsty.
这些是蒙神赐福也要承受天国的人。
These are people who are blessed and will inherit the kingdom of God.
相反，如果看到耶稣饿了渴了，却心里面无动于衷的。
And vice versa, for those who see that Christ was hungry or thirsty but felt nothing, was not moved to do anything.
这些将是被咒诅与魔鬼一同在地狱里面承受永火的这样的一个惩罚的人。
These are those who will be cursed and would also receive the same punishments as Satan and to dwell in the eternal fire of hell.
然后耶稣又接着说
，Jesus later on continued on to say，
他说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中最小的一个身上，就是坐在我身上。”
Jesus said, Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
我们没有机会给耶稣倒水。
We may not have this opportunity to pour water out for Jesus.
但是我们有没有机会服侍基督呢？
But do we have opportunities to serve Christ?
关心我们周围人的需要，就是在侍奉基督了。
To be concerned with the needs of those who are around us,is to serve Christ.
我们对我们周围的人心怀怎么样的态度呢？
What is our attitude towards those who are around us?
我们还是时常生活在以自我为中心的生活形态里面吗？
Do we live in a way that is purely self-centered?
我们不妨来到耶稣的十字架前。
Let us come before the cross of Christ.
求他除去我们心中的冷漠。
And ask that he removes such indifference, apathy in our hearts.
让我们去关心我们周围的人。
That we will care for those who are around us.
让我们一同来思考。
Let us reflect and respond.
我愿意顺从基督的吩咐，以实际行动来侍奉他吗？
That we will follow Christ's commands to serve the needy proactively.
让我们愿意爱神，以至于爱人吗？
That we will love God such that we will love people.
侍奉他人就是我们爱神的最具体的表现。
To serve another is the most concrete expression of our love for God.
这也是基督赐给我们爱他的机会。
And such is the opportunity that Christ has given us so that we can serve him.
希望我们都能够抓住这样的一个机会。
So hopefully we will seize such opportunities.
耶稣基督在十字架上所说的第六句话
Of the sixth statement,
就是成了。
It is finished.
这是在约翰福音十九章三十节。
This is in John chapter 19, verse 30.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
When he had received a drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
当我们的人生走到尽头，我们的生命快要终结的时候，我们会说什么话呢？
As we approach the terminus of our lives, what would we say?
你会说什么话？
What might you say?
我不知道你会说什么话。
I do not know what you would say.
但我知道我大概会说什么话。
But I think I know what I might say.
我大概会说完了。
I probably would say.完了 as in 完蛋了吗 as in I'm doomed
或者我会说完蛋
it's either to say I've come to the end or I might say I'm doomed
但耶稣说的是成了
but what Jesus said is it is finished it is done
这表明了他的生命的使命的独特之处
itTells us the uniqueness of the mission of Christ.
我们每个人都会死。
All of us will die.
但我们的父母绝对不是说为了我们要死而把我们生到这个世界上来。
But our parents definitely did not bring us onto this earth so that we can die.
他们总是对我们寄予厚望。
They always have such great aspirations for us.
我们活着也很少会想到我们会死。
And oftentimes in our living, we don't quite necessarily think I'm going to die.
而且我们总是像自己永远不会死的那样的一个方式来活着。
And we tend to live as if we will never die.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
耶稣从他出生的那一时刻起，
But from the birth of Christ,
就肩负着为人的罪而赦罪要牺牲的这样一个使命。
He has carried on himself this mission to have to atone, to have to die for humanity.
父神把他以道成肉身的方式差遣到世上来。
By way of incarnation, he was sent onto earth.
目的就是要让他最终要死在十字架上。
And there is this goal that he would die on the cross.
耶稣是唯一一个为了死而生到世上来的人。
Christ is the only person who was born to die.
到了这个时刻，
At this moment,
耶稣知道自己的使命已经成了。
Jesus knows that his mission is accomplished.
耶稣已经完成了他的使命。
That he has fulfilled his mission.
成就了神救赎我们的计划。
That he has completed the plan, the salvation plan of God.
余下的工作就是我们的了。
And also, then there is the remaining of the commission, and that is for us.
我们的使命是什么呢？
And what is our commission?
耶稣从死里复活以后，他给所有的基督徒都颁布了一个大使命。
After the resurrection, he has given to all Christians the great commission.
他说，天上地下所有权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
He said to the disciples, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always till the very end of the age.
有什么时候比这一同来纪念耶稣受难的这个时刻更好的来反思一下神对我们所颁布的这个大使命呢？
What other moments is there as we come before God and remember the sacrifice of Christ, to remember also this great commission that we've been given?
我们有时常以大使命为念吗？
Do we have in mind in the forefront of our consciousness the Great Commission?
如果我们在这一使命上懈怠了，
If we are careless when it comes to this Great Commission,
我们不妨问问自己，
We have to ask ourselves,
我愿意承接基督的使命，热心传扬福音吗？
Am I now then willing to continue Christ's mission to proclaim the gospel to the world?
这是耶稣所成就的使命，驱使我们的一种使命感。
And seeing that Christ has fulfilled, has finished his particular mission, that is our motivation to carry out the Great Commission.
只要我们愿意的话，
If we are willing,
神定然会除去这当中的一切的恐惧和阻拦，让我们在大使命上有份。
God indeed will remove the fear and even the obstacles such that we can have a portion.In this great commission,
我们来看耶稣在十字架上所说的第七句话。
And in his final words,
说父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
是记载在路加福音二十三章四十六到四十九节。
This is recorded in Luke chapter 23, verses 46 to 49.
耶稣大声喊着说。父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。说了这话，气就断了。百夫长看见所成的事，就归荣耀与神，说这真是个义人。聚集观看的众人见了这所成的事，都垂着胸回去了。还有一切与耶稣熟识的人和从加利利跟着他来的妇女们，都远远地站着看这些事。
Scripture writes, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness the sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things.
在最后的时刻，耶稣把自己的灵魂交托给神。
In the very last moments, Jesus committed his soul into the hands of God.
这展示了他对父神的绝对的信靠和顺服。
This showed his absolute faith as well as obedience in the Father.
他知道父神的计划是最好的。
He knows that God, his Father, has the best of plans.
他既然愿意把灵魂都交付与神，有什么是他不愿意放弃的呢？
If he's willing to even commit his spirit into the hands of God, what other matters would he not commit into the hands of the Father?
他本来是与神同等的，享有极尊贵的荣耀。
He was equal to God, sharing the same honor.
但他却是甘心降卑为人。
But yet he would humble himself and become man.
取了奴仆的形象。
That he took on the image of a slave.
度过贫寒和落魄的一生。
That he would live through a life of poverty or simplicity.
最后被羞辱折磨。
Such that he would even end up being totally shamed.
最后以最痛苦的方式死在十字架上。
And would die on a cross in the most excruciating ways.
这一切的牺牲都是需要有一个完全的顺服才能够做得到的。
Such a sacrifice requires absolute obedience before it can be accomplished.
但是因为他这样的一个顺服,
But because of his obedience,
父神把他升为至高,
that God exalted him,
赐给他超乎万民之上的名,
that he gave him the names above all names,
使万膝向他跪拜,
that all knees will bow,
万口称他为主,
that all mouths will proclaim that he, Christ, is Lord.
我们作为基督徒,
We as Christians,
我们是不是有很多的东西是我们不愿意交托给神的呢?
Are there these many things or matters that we are unwilling to commit into the hands of the Lord?
我们有没有明知道神的旨意却不愿意按照这样的一个旨意去行呢?
Are there things or times where we know that is God's will but we are unwilling to abide by such a will?
不愿意顺服神的计划呢?
That we are unwilling to follow by the plan of God.
圣经上说,天怎样高过地, 照样,我的道路高过你们的道路,我的意念高过你们的意念。
In scripture it says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
我们所能看见的是有限的。
What we can see is limited.
而神的视野是无限的。
Yet what God sees is infinite.
我们所谋划的是短暂的。
我们所谋划的是短暂的。 What we can plan is only temporary.
而神的计划是永恒的。
Yet God's plan is for all eternity.
我们要活出神所应许给我们的那丰盛的生命。
If we are to live out that fullness of life that God has promised us,
我们就必须要顺从他的安排。
It has to be that we will abide by his arrangements.
我们对神的计划还持有保留吗?
Are we still reserved about the plan of God?
不妨让我们来思考。
Let us reflect and think.
我愿意模仿基督的舍己，完全顺服于天父吗?
Am I willing to practice Christ's self-denial to follow God wholeheartedly?
这样的一个委身是需要付上代价。
Such a commitment does require a cost.
但这不正是我们今天所要纪念的耶稣所为我们做的一切吗?
But isn't this what we have come together to remember of what God, of what Jesus has done for us?
所以耶稣在十字架上所说的每一句话都可以让我们对自己的生命有所反思。
All these seven last words that Jesus had said on the cross are relevant to our living.
我们愿意放下心中的怨恨去原谅他人吗?
Are we willing to lay down our anger, our hatred, so that we can forgive others?
我们愿意除去心中的怀疑而确信神完全的救恩吗?
Are we willing to have our skepticism removed so that we can believe in the promise of God?
我们愿意相信神的供应而挪去我们心中的忧虑吗？
Are we to believe in the provision of God so that we can our anxieties can be removed?
我们愿意感激神的牺牲而使我们自己的生命属灵的生命更加火热吗？
Are we willing to be grateful for the sacrifice of God so that in our spiritual life we'll be more fervent?
我们愿意以实际的行动来帮助我们周围有需要的人来回应神的这样的一个救赎吗？
Are we willing to serve others in very practical, tangible ways so that we show that we have received the salvation of God?
愿意在传福音上更加积极主动吗？
Are we willing to be more proactive in the spreading of the gospel?
愿意放下自我而顺从神的旨意吗？
That we'll put down, deny ourselves so that we will obey God's will.
耶稣基督为了我们的缘故承受了那一切的痛苦。
For our sake, Jesus bore all that pain.
盼望我们在这个特别的日子里
Hopefully on this special day,
能够对他做出回应。
We will have a response toward Christ.
这是纪念耶稣受难的最好的方式。
This is the best remembrance that we can make toward the passion of Christ.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
我们再次感谢你那赦罪的大恩。
We thank you again for such a great grace of forgiveness.
我们祈求你的圣灵做感动的工作。
We pray that the Spirit will move in our hearts.
帮助我们对你的爱有所回应。
To help us to respond rightly toward your love.
让我们在每一天的生活当中
That in our daily living,
都能够更加像你
that we will be more like Christ.
说这些奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Having prayed all of this, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.